Okay, thank you. Okay, first case, please.
First case under old business is case 11962, Jill and June Cisniewski.
Okay, I'll open it up for any members if we have any discussion. We'll start with you, Mr. Mills.
Well, I'm ready to vote if there's no other discussion from you gentlemen.
Okay. Mr. Ritter, do you have any further discussion?
No, I'm ready to vote also. I'm fine. I've gone over all the Okay, can you hear that?
Yes.
Okay.
For the board's benefit, just and for the audience as well, remember there's four separate items all under this application, so they would all have to be acted on separately. And going in order, there was a special use exception to operate a commercial dog kennel. There was a special use exception for an existing structure contained a 37 by 14 garage studio apartment. There was a variance of 1 foot from the 7 foot height requirement for the fence that surrounds the dog kennel. And there was a 2 foot variance from the 3.5 foot height requirement for a fence 10 feet from the front property line. So again, there'll be four separate motions, just as a reminder, because we have a bunch of things under this one application.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Okay, hearing no further discussion from the members, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11, 962?
Yep, 11962.
I move that we approve the special use exception for the garage apartment for Joe, how do you pronounce that again?
Cisniewski.
Cisniewski, okay, and June Cisniewski for the garage apartment based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The garage apartment one is located in the outbuilding on the 3.2 acre property. Its outward appearance is not substantially different from the several outbuildings that exist on the neighboring and adjacent properties now. Number two, the proposed garage apartment is set back several hundred feet from the front of the property and it is also at least 200 feet from the nearest property of other ownerships to the north of the property. On the west, the garage apartment is at least 100 feet from the property of other ownerships. Number three, the only opposition to the application for this property concerned the dog kennel. The primary objections were based upon the noise generated by the dogs. No parties testified or presented evidence in opposition to the garage apartment. There was no opposition. Number four, there was no evidence in the record that the proposed garage apartment will substantially, adversely affect the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. Within a specific credible examples that use will impair the use of surrounding properties. There was the testimony in the record from a neighbor that the use would not adversely affect the use of her property. Number eight, the approval shall be valid for a period of 5 years. This is optional. The approval is conditioned upon the applicant's constructing a vegetated buffer on the exterior interior.
Mr. Rickard, I think
Mr. Vincent has a question.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you started reading a motion for the or numbers for a different item.
Oh,
I think it ended with
did
number four.
You have to excuse me. I got here late. There's thunderstorms out there. So I was, let me see where I...
So the last one was there was no evidence in the record that the proposed garage apartment will substantially adversely affect the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties.
Yes, that was it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's my motion.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Mills. That we approve case number 11,962. special use exception.
Yes, that's the first.
That's the first one, right? Special use.
For the garage.
For the garage apartment.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons presented.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons been stated, so by a vote of 3-0, case number 11,962 is approved for the special use exception, which was the first one. Okay, next.
Okay, now we have the dog kennel. I move that we approve the special use exception for Jill and, okay, we to operate a dog kennel based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The applicant testified that the kennel will be located on their 3.2 tenths acre parcel that is zoned AR1 agricultural residential. We'll get closer to this. Number two, the dog kennel will be located within an existing building on the property, and the outdoor area is completely fenced and solid fencing all around it. The dogs in the kennel area will not be visible from the neighboring properties or roadways. Number three, the applicant stated that each litter of puppies will usually only be kept on the property for 7 to 8 weeks before they are sold. Also, there will only be puppies on the property for 21 to 24 weeks out of each year. Number four, the applicant stated that they intended to construct their own home on the property, and the proposed location of the home is shown on the site plan submitted with the application. This will enable the applicants to have direct control over the kennel operations and address any minor noise issues that may come from barking dogs at the kennel. Number five, the use as a kennel is consistent with other agricultural uses that are permitted on properties in this area. This includes horses that are kept on a neighboring property. This use is appropriate in a rural agricultural area such as this, where homes are situated on tracts of land of an acre or more. In most cases, the surrounding properties are 2 or 3 acres in size. The proposed kennel, number six, the proposed kennel is set back several hundred feet from the front of the property, and the dog runs are also at least 200 feet from the nearest property of the owner, other ownership to the north of the property, and the kennel building is further away. On the west, the kennel is at least 100 feet from the property of other ownerships. Number seven, there is no clear evidence that the use of the property as a kennel will have a substantial adverse effect on the uses of neighboring or adjacent properties. Very important. There was not credible testimony that the use will have an adverse impact on property on the property. That's my.
That's your motion.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Where did I put that? Oh, there it is. Properties that. Okay. What did I? Okay. Number seven. Let me repeat that. There is no clear evidence that the use of property as a kennel will have a substantial adverse effect on the uses of neighboring or adjacent properties. There was not credible testimony that the use will have an adverse impact upon the properties.
Property values.
There was also testimony in the record from a neighbor that the use would not adversely affect the use of her property. Number eight, this appeal shall be valid for a period of 5 years. Each one of these special use exceptions for 5 years. Optional, number nine is optional. This appeal is conditioned upon the applicant's constructing a vegetated buffer on the interior of the fence closing the dog run. The vegetation shall be of sufficient size and spacing to absorb and muffle noise from the dogs. This vegetated buffer shall be shown on a final site plan or survey of the property submitted to planning and zoning staff for confirmation.
Mr. Rickard, I don't disagree, and I apologize for interrupting. I don't disagree, but the option that you're suggesting, I'm not sure. Are you suggesting that they need to have that buffer because it wasn't? I don't know that it was necessary when we were hearing the testimony from the applicant.
Okay.
So if you wanted to withdraw that option.
All right, I'll withdraw that. I understand where you're going with that. I understand.
Okay,
I make that a motion with that withdrawal of
The buffer.
Of the buffer.
And with that, I would second it.
Okay, I have a motion again by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve the dog kennel and he would withdraw the buffer zone. So again, all those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons been stated. So by a vote of 3-0, the dog kennel for case number 11,962 is approved.
All right, let's approach the variance that was requested. Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the variance of 2 feet from the 3.5-foot height requirement for a fence that they're asking for the variance for.
Okay.
In the front yard for both parties based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The exceptional practical difficulty is based upon the uniqueness of the property. Like other properties in the area, this is a large lot with buildings set back more than 200 feet from the front property line. This variance from the fence height requirement is necessary to utilize the front area of the property with a significant enclosure, sufficient enclosure. Number two, the front yard of the AR1 zone property cannot otherwise be developed with a conforming 3.5-foot high fence that will keep horses within the pasture area and keep the public from the horses. Number three, the exceptional practical difficulty was not created by the applicant. The large front yard areas are common to the properties along Gravel Hill Road. Number four, the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The front yard fence variance will be consistent with other pasture fences in the neighborhood, and it will not block any views on Gravel Hill Road at intersections or curves on the road. Number five, the variance is a minimum variance that will afford relief, and it represents the least modification of the regulation at issue. The variance is a minimum necessary to keep horses safely enclosed within the pasture. Number six, the primary opposition to the application of this property concerned the dog kennel. The objections were mainly based upon noise generated by the dogs. No parties testified or presented or evidence in opposition to the fence variance. There is not sufficient evidence in the record to support denial of this application.
Okay.
With that, Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve the 3.5-foot fence variance that has been applied for on this same applicant.
And I will second that.
Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve the 3.5 height variance on this property, which is case number 11,962. All those in favor of the motion, again, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for my reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 3-0, the height requirement is passed on case number 11,962.
Next now, one. This is the third one, is that correct?
Fourth one.
Fourth one.
Yeah,
can't count tonight one. Either. All right, this is for the 7-foot fence variance. I make a motion to approve this, Mr. Chairman. I move that we approve the variance of 1 foot from the 7-foot height requirement for the fence around the dog run for both parties based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. Number one, the exceptional practical difficulty is based upon the uniqueness of the property. The property is topography is irregular, and in several places the ground level falls away from the fence. Number two, the property cannot otherwise be developed with a conforming 7-foot-high fence that is necessary for the dog run. Because of the irregular ground level, a legal 7-foot-high fence would go up and down depending on the way the ground rises and dips. This would not be uniform and would be detrimental in appearance to the applicant's property as well as the nearby property owners. Number three, the exceptional practical difficulty was not created by the applicant. The variation of a couple of inches here and there across the length of the fence is due to the irregular ground level, which was not created by the applicant. Number four, the variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. This fencing will not be visible from the street, and it does not adversely impact neighboring properties or views. The fence is also set back at least 200 feet from the properties of other ownerships. Number five, this variance is the minimum variance that will afford relief, and it represents the least modification of the regulation at issue. The variance eliminates the minor encroachments over the 7-foot height limit that occur in places over the course of the entire fence line. It also allows for minor changes in measurement in the event of erosion or other changes in the topography under the fence. Number six, the primary opposition to the application of this property concerned the dog kennel. The objections were mainly based upon noise generated by the dog kennels.
I'll second that motion.
Let me have that last.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second again.
Let me finish. Thank you.
Sorry.
Number seven. There is not sufficient evidence in the record to support a denial of this variance application. So with those statements, I make a motion that we approve the 7-foot fence variance also.
And again, we had the second,
I'll second that.
By Mr. Mills. Mr. Workmore, on the case is on that dog kennel, this is on the height from the variance, the last one.
On the fence?
Yeah. So you would know when you came in. Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Mills, again, that we approve the height variance at 7 foot on case number 11,962. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
I guess. Mr. Workman?
This is on the fence?
The variance on it, yeah, the last one.
Did we already approved the others?
We already approved the others? Yeah,
okay.
So this is the last one. You're in favor?
Yeah, the fence, yes.
Okay. And I, Mr. Conway, for the previous reasons. So by a vote of 4-0, the 7-foot height variance for the fence is approved. Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Good luck the rest of the evening, Mr. Sharp.
Okay, Mr. Sharp, he's ready. All right.